Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
We're back. It's a Football Friday on the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and half a Fritz. Ike, it's Halloween. How you feeling, brother?
I'm doing pretty good, brother Spike. It is Friday. What we got? Ghouls, goblins, and all type of things out there about on the streets tonight. Please be
witches.
Safe. Jackie Baseball is in a damn closet right now, but he's going to join us here. I'm excited to have DVL, Deep Voice Luke, behind the glass. Could be the start of something new.
Yep.
Holla at your boy.
I got a nice little blanket wrapped around my legs on my couch. I can get used. I might start doing this every Friday. I might start doing this every Friday.
Well, no, you won't.
I don't know. I don't know, Jim.
Well, I know. I know. Deep Voice Luke, how you feeling over there?
You rang.
There he is.
You're feeling great.
In the holiday spirit, the Halloween spirit. So happy Halloween to you and yours. Remember
yes.
When you're driving out there today, remember the little ones could be running
Please.
Across the street. Be safe.
Please.
Drive slow. I am that guy in my neighborhood. When somebody drives through the neighborhood too fast, slow down.
Yeah, what the bleep.
Yeah, so... Big show as always, a Football Friday. Nick Kostos joins us in about 45 minutes, give you your picks for the weekend. We have a different version of Elliot Shore Parks will join us at 3 o'clock. Elliot joins us every Friday at 3. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast at 3:30. Jaws at 4. We'll have Tommy down the shore later. It is a big, big, big show. But this is a big show for the WIP afternoon show community. So the rumor going around is that the Eagles are very, very interested in Myles Garrett. If you didn't hear it, here is what Yahoo's Charles Robinson said yesterday about the Eagles and Myles Garrett.
Rumor going around, and I have not heard it out of the Eagles, but I've heard it from a couple of other high-ranking people and other teams that are clearly on the phones that, Howie Roseman and the Eagles are super hot after Myles Garrett and how he'd give up, like, 3 first-round picks for him, which... Yeah. You know, if it's coming for the Eagles, those are 3 late firsts. So it's like even arguable when you get through the draft process, you know, how many first round grades do you really have? Maybe you have between 14 and 18 in a typical year. And that means that if you're drafting in the late 20s, early 30s, you're not even getting a player that's really considered on your board unless you're lucky. You're not getting a player that maybe
that's
you have first round grade on.
We don't need anything more than that. We don't need anything more. So Charles Robinson said the Eagles are hot after Myles Garrett, willing to give up 3 first round picks. This show is a message to the Eagles and a message to Howie Roseman that we would like you to do the deal. And this is from us, but it is also from you, 215-592-9494. I believe that Howie needs to know that we're okay giving away draft picks for the best defensive player in the NFL. Howie Roseman, go make sure that you're the best team in the NFC. Go give us every chance possible to go win another Super Bowl. This is Do the Deal Friday. Look what happens, Ike, when players that are in losing situations, good players who are in losing situations come here to the Eagles. Saquon Barkley, good player, becomes an all-time player.
Yep.
Mekhi Becton, a flat-out bust, becomes a Pro Bowl-level offensive guard with the Eagles. Zach Bond, a special teams player, becomes a candidate for defensive player of the year. Trade the first-round picks, but Howie needs to hear it from us. It's okay. We give permission. We understand first-round picks are valuable, but you know what's more valuable, Ike? The best defensive player in the NFL.
Yeah.
Do the deal.
Yeah, what do you think? You think, I'm interested to see what this poll result is, because I'm wondering. I would do it without question. Yeah, are you kidding me? It's Myles Garrett. He's in the prime of his career. We're in a win-now mode. We're not going to be thinking about what first-round pick we gave up.
No.
If we win a Super Bowl this year.
No.
We're just not. We're not going to care. The more and more you get to winning, and that's all that matters, the less and less the draft picks become as significant to you from the standpoint of, oh, we can't give up draft picks. If it's a legit way to enhance the roster, bring a more talented player onto your team, and by doing that, increase your chances of winning a title, I don't see how you can be against that, especially if the Eagles are willing to do it.
Do it.
And you don't go sniffing or making a call for a player the caliber of Myles Garrett unless you're serious about it.
Yes.
Just like they were about the Michael Parsons move, where some reports said they put a better offer on the table than Green Bay did. Jerry just didn't want to trade him in the division.
And we don't have that problem here. You know, a message to the Cleveland Browns. We're not even in the same conference as you. You're not even going to have to deal with it. Worst case scenario, you play Myles Garrett in the Super Bowl?
How likely is that, Cleveland?
Yes.
Come on, man. Myles Garrett will be retired and in the Hall of Fame by the time you get to the Super Bowl.
And in an Eagles uniform.
In an Eagles uniform. Yeah. Right. And if it happens, it happens. And I know that like, if you're an organization, you're worried about, oh, we're trading first-round picks for a 29-year-old. You know, maybe he doesn't. We want to win now. This guy, Ike, Myles Garrett, last week, had 5 sacks in one game. 5 sacks in one game.
Yeah.
Like, and what did he say after the game? He said, you know, he would trade those 5 sacks for a win. I have an idea. How about 5 sacks and a win?
He should have signed the extension then if he wanted the win.
Well, you know, they put the money in front of him, but here's his opportunity, actually. So we saw Myles Garrett at Radio Row in New Orleans, and we screamed at him, you know, come to Philly, come to Philly, come to Philly. He smiled. He walked away. But later that day, he was on with Zach Gelb on the Xfinity Sports Network, and Zach asked him which fans were most passionate about having you come to their team. Here's what Myles Garrett had to say.
When you walk around here today, what's the one team that you got the most? Hey, come join my team.
Oh, man. The Eagles have been out in full force.
Yes. Yes.
Led by us.
Yes. And then he was asked if he would like to play in Philadelphia. Here's what he had to say.
Could see yourself eating some cheesesteaks and winning a championship in the city of brotherly love.
I mean, we went there for a preseason. I definitely got me a cheesesteak. You know, it lived up to my hopes. And now I'm not going to stay too attached to any one team at this point. You know, I know my fate is in my hands, but, you know, it would be a hell of a destination.
Come on, man.
Hell of a destination.
I'm going to tell you what else.
Do the deal, Howie.
Howie got a chance to see him again up close and personal.
Oh, the joint practice.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's where I was like, wow. This dude.
Was it Lizardo level like?
Yeah, man. Yeah,
different.
Probably more.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, he looks like a damn freak and when you see him. Like, you just, and I mean that in the most complimentary way that I can.
Yep.
The height, the weight, the way that, you know, that you could tell he's in great physical shape and doing what, come on, man.
Well, that's just
sound effects unnecessary.
From a football perspective.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
But you see what he's doing, even at 20, 28, 29. He's probably your leading candidate, if not one, certainly in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year.
How about having 3 guys on your defense who could theoretically be a candidate for Defensive Player of the Year? 2 of them on the defensive line, 1 of them a linebacker. Mm-hmm. At some point, 1 of them a cornerback.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Do the deal Friday. We want you to give the Eagles permission to trade the draft picks to pursue a guy like Myles Garrett. I know it might sound like a pipe dream, but these rumors don't come from nowhere. And if it's possible, I just...
And if you're Cleveland,
yes,
you should be looking
yes
to move Myles Garrett. You're not going to win anything with him. It's an opportunity while he's still healthy to cash in. It's the one chip that you have.
The longer you wait, the less you're going to get
yes
for him.
Yes.
He'll get older.
Yes.
As you said, there's a possibility of injury.
Yeah.
You don't want him to become more disgruntled.
And you know you don't even have a quarterback, so you know you're not winning anytime soon. Even if you get a quarterback in the draft, there's going to be a rookie that has to go through a rookie learning curve. You're not winning anytime soon.
No.
Myles Garrett, he'll be 33 by the time that team is ready to do anything.
And we get him a little bit. We have the bye week here. We get a full
yep
week of practice with Myles Garrett. All right, it is Do the Deal
Let's
Friday
do
on the WIP Afternoon Show, 215-592-9494. Give permission to Howie and the Philadelphia Eagles to trade three first-round picks. And I have faith in Howie that maybe he might not replenish all three first-round picks, but he'll find a way.
Yeah.
He's found a way to get draft picks.
Yep.
Corey in Columbus leads us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
HELL YEA. Hell yeah, man. Myles Garrett is a next level player. Myles Garrett is a Hall of Fame player. What are we talking about? And, I mean, we're going to get the picks out when we trade AJ anyway, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the season, whenever we win the Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
Sure. Yeah.
So it's like, why do we not do like anybody that's saying we shouldn't do this? Oh, like three picks. Like, man, listen, I don't care about that. Our window is now. Like, we got the best GM in the league. So this man traded Sam Bradford and got a first round pick. He traded Carson Wentz, which was good, but he was damaged at the time, and got a first round pick. So when it comes to having assets and creating more assets, I know we don't really want to talk about the gambling in sports, but I'm a gamble on that guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm a gamble.
Well, you're
on
allowed
Howie
to gamble. Yeah.
To get, you know, picks back. So you got to do this deal. And listen, I'm in Ohio. I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to get the fans on our side to tell us. This man had 5 sacks and they lost by 20.
Yeah. We need to call up to the Cleveland station and get him out of there.
Yeah.
He had 5 sacks and they lost by 20. Let that sink in. Your guy gave you 5 sacks. Y'all still lost by 20. Y'all ain't even close to winning. Get him up out of there. You know what I'm saying? We give you some picks. You know what I'm saying? You want Nolan Smith? We give you that. You know what I'm saying? We can negotiate. You know what I'm saying? We can negotiate.
Yeah, 2 picks and Nolan Smith.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Get Myles Garrett to the city of brotherly love. You know what I'm saying? Win a chip this year. Keep this dynasty rolling. And anybody that called up here saying no about these picks, listen, y'all didn't like Howie's picks 4 years ago. 5 years ago, everybody saying he couldn't pick. Now everybody, you know what I'm saying? We got a chameleon as a GM. He can do whatever. He the best ever. You know what I'm saying? Ever. Hall of Fame. So,
yeah.
Listen, and Howie, we trust. Get the deal done.
Get it done.
I'll let y'all.
All right, Corey. He is a true difference maker. The idea of him being
on Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett. Him on the same
Corey.
No. Well, Corey's a difference maker too.
In his own way.
Yeah, and you know, if I'm not talking bad about Ohio, but I'm sure.
Please, don't talk about Mahomes.
You know, come to a real place over here. You
we
know?
Got the Jersey Shore.
Yeah. What do you guys?
Spike doesn't even like the Jersey Shore.
No, I don't.
That's not true.
I'm a Delaware guy.
He's a Delaware guy.
Oh, right. But he also, that's because he robbed all the stores. Jersey Shore.
That's right.
I love
you know, pickpocketer down
look,
there. Yeah.
Not pickpocket.
Sticky fingers.
Yeah. It was shoplifting, not pickpocket. I never
said arson,
people.
But that wasn't close.
No, you're a bootlicker trying to
here we go.
Trying to protect the big boardwalk business.
Oh, so you hate small business?
I don't hate small business. It's big business at the boardwalk. Those t-shirts cost $3 to make. They're the lowest quality t-shirts you can get. So you may notice that Jack isn't here today. He is on the show,
where
but
is
he's not
he
here.
At?
Let's address the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, don't call yourself an elephant.
Yeah, you're not that big. You're down 10.
Down 20.
Yep.
20, 25, 30.
Well, would you like to address it, Jack?
No. I thought you guys wanted to address it. So
I'm just listening.
Yeah. So I want to make sure that on my tombstone, the first thing it says is family, man, because that's what this is all about. So, yeah, I'm doing the first 2 hours from home, and it's it's going to be a great show. I'm as locked in as ever. That's evident by everything I did before the show.
Yep.
And and I'm fully prepared and ready to go, ready to rock.
So can the button pusher give his full value if he's not pressing the buttons? That is the big question.
Well, thankfully, me and Broads cleared that up behind the scenes this morning as well. So, yes, that has been diffused, the big brouhaha between me and Broads. But, yeah, no, of course, my full value is 100% behind the glass. So, I mean, are we kidding?
Well, Ike, let me ask you this. Do you think Jack should be paid full salary for today?
It's a good question.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing quarter of the work, right? Yeah.
Well, it's actually probably less than quarter.
Yeah, I mean, probably less than quarter of the work.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you get what you earn, and you work a half a day, you get a half day's pay.
That's what I think. Yeah, as well.
Maybe I'll give back the rest of my salary, like people want the athletes to do in town.
Well, and the last thing I'd say, awesome. I'll ask you this: Jack says he wants to be, you know, father of the year. That's why he's staying home. Yeah. Isn't the most important thing he can do as a father provide for his family?
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's right. How about pay the bills every month?
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Do you? Do you, though?
You're out here trying to get memories.
Yeah.
They're not even old enough to do Halloween. Yeah.
Son
doesn't even know what's going on. Yeah, he's not even one yet.
Yeah,
he's got no clue. Yeah, no, he's got absolutely no clue. So yeah, listen, you know, is what it is. Also, Ike, I wanted to break it to you on the air.
What happened?
This is a long-standing bit of our show, going back to the previous shows.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Jill has a car.
Whoa!
I know. Yeah.
So the other thing Mr. Moneybags did.
Wow!
Wow!
Is, is buy another car.
Wow.
Hold on.
What are we doing around here? Salaries going up.
Turn them down,
Luke. How many damn books have you sold?
Yeah, I know. Well, when you don't have to go to work to earn your pay, I guess you can gallivant all over the Delaware Valley buying cars.
That's right.
Yep.
Wow. That's right.
How about that?
Yeah.
Listen, it's only 12 years old. It has 160,000 miles on it. Doesn't
nobody cares.
Matter.
Shut up. No, the used cars are top value right now.
I hope it's not 12 years old, man.
It is. It is. Yeah. It is. It is. We're working on it. Working on a budget over here.
Meanwhile, Jack's driving the EV to work every day.
60,000 miles on it, man.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, point A to point B.
Yeah.
That's what we are in this household.
Poor poor Jill's car's going while Jack's EV is going.
Dude, my EV glides.
Yeah.
No problems turning on.
That was unbelievable, man.
Just goes.
He puts up with you with this, man.
215-592-9494. We're here giving permission, almost demanding the Eagles do the deal to get Miles Garrett.
Another car in 2 years.
Three first-round picks.
Shut up.
Cars last a while now. Well, but she's not going to put many miles on it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I hope they got the oil change,
man. Yeah.
It's all good. Yeah. It's all good. Shout out to Scott Honda.
Yeah, it's Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man. Mike, Jackie, baby. Oh, poppin', fellas.
What up, Yosh?
Man, I'm going to tell you right now, Luke scared me when he answered the phone. I forgot he was going to answer the phone. It made me jump for a second. Man, it sounded like Dad going, look at you, right?
Well, everyone thinks he's doing a bit. He's not doing a bit.
That's how he really sounds.
It's how he sounds.
I know. Yeah. Hey, I believe it. I talked to him a few times. I know that thing. I know his voice is real.
Yeah, not that thing.
Yeah, man. I be slipping when I be talking sometimes. Hey, I go get Miles Garrett right now, man. Like,
yes.
Come on, man. You gotta get him. I mean, oh my God. I don't know, man. He just powerful. He's fast. He's exclusive. 6'3", 200-something pounds, man. Hey, if we go get him, you can start using the G word. What's his name? Before he hit the dotted line with the pen, man. So it will be guaranteed. I mean, he's going to make everybody in on the defense better. I mean, with Jalen Carter, he not only a quarterback predator, he's a run stopper. He's top two in the league right now, probably top 10, top 15 all time in the league. When you look at him, that boy is a beast. And he had a good age, 29 years old. I mean, 10-plus sacks. What's the name in the last,
every year, it seems like, yeah.
Every year, man. You got to go get him. He's massive. I want that boy. I want him. Not like that. I need him.
Yeah, slow down.
It sounds a little suspect right now.
He is a beast. You got to go get him. And before I get out of here, hope you all have a beautiful, blessed weekend. And Spike, you made me go down a rabbit hole on Sydney Sweeney last night because I was like, yes, she is nice.
Oh, I can't believe you guys didn't know.
I know her. I was upset that they didn't know her.
Yeah.
I was going to hit you up, but I was like, I don't want to be seeing like a little freak, you know, because I hit like one night with my cats on my lap, and I was like, I'm at home too with all this you-know-what on my lap. You know what I'm talking about?
All right. Don't.
What in the world?
Yeah. And Jack was lying. Jack knows who she is. Ike was not lying. Yeah, yeah.
No,
Jack was lying.
Ike, you better get up on your wife. Nah.
Yeah, she.
Oh, slow down.
I think Ike did a lot of research last night.
Before I go, hey, Ike, you say you like cougars?
Yes.
Hey, man, I just happened to fall up on that jump in the broom, and that Angela Bassett, boy.
Yeah. Angie, yeah. She's still bad. She's still bad.
All right. You made it all good with the delegation by evening things out.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You guys are both fine.
We got to go somewhere where Ike knows. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I got to stick with my brother. Don't use suntan lotion. We got to stick together.
All right. All right.
Love y'all, guys. Have a great weekend, baby.
All right, Yosh.
All right. Thank you, Yosh.
A lot going on.
Yeah, there's always a lot going on.
What a problem.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Luke to sing 5:30 Creed.
Oh, you know the words, right?
Of course I know the words.
You have to start with you rang. Don't just come on the air.
Yep. It's got to be you rang first.
You rang? Of course I know the words.
There we go. All right. That'll be good. All right. 215-592-9494.
I cried out, heaven save me.
Your voice is not even close. It's, I cried out. There we go. There we go. 215-592-9494. It's Do the Deal Friday. We want to give permission to the Eagles to trade all those draft picks for Miles Garrett, the best defensive player in the NFL. And coming up next, he did it again, Ike.
Yes.
Brandon Graham had something to say about A.J. Brown. He did it on his podcast. You know, he did it last year. We had a whole hubbub, and I would say this is not quite as revelatory, but it is certainly interesting. So we will play that for you next. Also, Nick Costos coming up to give his picks for the weekend. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Watch your man. Y'all supposed to be happy on free. Y'all look like y'all wanted me to stay in jail. Picture me rolling in my 500 Benz. I got no love for these. There's no need to be friends. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell it. No, there's no being so. But I want to tell it. Don't want to be.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You get Creed at 5:30. You get Tupac at 2:30 every day.
Now I got two Rottweilers by my bed. I feel them led.
Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. I would say I didn't particularly approve of the verbiage of the Twitter question.
What happened?
That said, the response is surprising to me.
Okay.
So the Twitter question, do you believe the Eagles need to trade 3 first-round picks for Myles Garrett in order to win the Super Bowl, or can they win without it? That is the question.
Wow.
Do they need to trade for Myles Garrett to win the Super Bowl, or can they do it without it?
So the reason I did that was because yesterday we asked the question, would you trade 3 first-round picks for him? And I will say it was still 50-50, so I was trying to find a different way to
ask the question. Yeah. What do you think the response is? They need to trade for Myles Garrett to win the Super Bowl, or they can win without him?
Yeah, they can win without him.
What do you think?
I would say that's slightly more, 55%.
So it's 60% that can say they can win without him.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm surprised that 40% of the people say they need to trade for Myles Garrett to win the Super Bowl. I think the difference between the Eagles with Myles Garrett and without Myles Garrett is that Eagles with Myles Garrett obviously become the best team in the NFC.
Yeah.
At least talent-wise, it's no question. We'll see, we would see how he fits in, whatever. I think there's a real case to be made that you're the easy favorite. At the current thing, they're probably right there with 2 other teams, right? We say Detroit's right there, maybe Green Bay, maybe the Rams, I guess. But
but
they can win the Super Bowl.
I've not wavered from the Eagles and the Rams in the NFC Championship game.
Okay. All right.
I just trust those 2 quarterbacks and those 2 coaches more than I trust the other guys.
Yeah, for sure. But they can win. But I'm surprised that 40% of the people think they need Myles Garrett to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
And that's a big... So let me ask you this, just to up the ante a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we say first-round picks. When you're talking about a player like Myles Garrett, it gets very easy to say, yeah, I'll trade a pick. What if I changed it and said it was 2 first-round picks and Jahad Campbell?
No.
You would say no?
No.
Jack?
I would probably still say yes. I would just re-sign to Kobe.
Yeah.
You would say no?
No. I'd rather give you the pick than Jahad Campbell.
Well, that's why I wanted to make it tough.
Yeah.
What if I said 2 first-round picks and Nolan Smith?
Yeah.
What if I said 3 first-round picks and Nolan Smith?
3 and Nolan Smith?
Yeah, well, I'm driving a hard bargain. Look, I'm Andrew Berry. I got to rebuild my team.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot, because you're basically asking for 4 first-round picks.
Yes.
That's 4 first-round picks. Yeah, that's a lot. I think I'd draw the line at 3 first-round picks. Somebody would have to show me that they're willing to give more than 3 first-round picks.
Last one.
Yeah.
And I know this one will go right to your heart.
All right.
It's not possible, but let me throw it out there. 1 first-round pick and Cooper DeJean.
Ooh, 1 first-round pick and Cooper DeJean?
Yeah. I'm going after your probably your favorite player.
Yeah, I think I might do that.
2 first-round picks in Cooper?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Come on, Spike.
Well, he's a slot corner. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
He's a football player.
He is. I knew. There it is.
He's a ball player. Yeah.
All I need to do is take one little shot. There it is.
He's a ball player.
All right. It is Do the Deal Friday. Give the Eagles permission to throw first-round picks in a deal to get Myles Garrett. If you happen to think that they shouldn't, that is fine, too. 215-592-9494. Mike in Medford. You're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Rang.
Oh, wow. You too.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I've got the low voice, baby.
Wait, is that your real voice?
No.
Yes, this is. Well, no, I mean, this is my real voice.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Still pretty low.
Yeah, it's still pretty low. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I actually I had an idea for the Camera Fritz basketball game, if you'll let me entertain it for a minute.
Can we do that second? Can we do the main thing first? Yes. Awesome. Thank you.
absolutely. I would trade all of my organic gummy bears for Miles Garrett. I would give up anything we could to get pressure on the quarterback, to get
Wow.
He's never going to get to his DeCamera thing. Mike, are you there?
What? Oh. Yeah, I'm there.
Mike, you are a you're something else. So just do the DeCamera thing. I'm not going to have you repeat the Miles Garrett thing. Your phone went out completely. Well, give me your idea about basketball with DeCamera and Fritz. It's fine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just do it. What's your idea?
I think you've lost a lot of steam with this basketball game. And since we're going to do it like 5-6 months from now.
Yep. Oh, my God.
We're like
Speaking of losing steam. Can you check on him, Luke? I want to know what his idea is.
Do we really?
No. Well, I just.
Could it be a good one?
I'm going to give it one more try.
Could it be a good idea?
See, now I'm interested.
Yeah. You're intrigued by what it could be.
Well, maybe it'll be a good idea. Then, you know, bad cell phones happen. Now he's gone completely. All right. So Brandon Graham on his podcast with Bo Wolf was asked about the A.J. Brown situation. Now, if you remember correctly, last year when the passing comment happened with A.J. Brown, that's when Brandon Graham went on the air here at WIP, noted that the two guys, Jalen and A.J., weren't as close anymore, but he said they needed to, you know, mend fences. And after that, it actually worked out for the rest of the year. Eagles won the Super Bowl. So now we have the A.J. Brown situation going again. Brandon Graham on his podcast addressed the situation. Here's what he had to say.
Now you made the joke about trade 11, trading A.J., but been in the building now for a week. What's your sense of that situation?
You know what? I hope that that situation get handled, because I mean, you already know he's a heck of a player. He's definitely one of those guys that you don't want to see him on another team. You don't want him to go nowhere until he's done playing. And so I'm just hoping that we monitoring it and making sure that we can come to a middle ground on both sides, because I mean, that's where the feelings, it ain't, you can't have the feelings involved with it, but all I want is the best for both parties, you know, to be able to have fun. I mean, cause we living a good life, man, being in the NFL, and sometimes we kind of lose sight of that too. And you don't know how long you're going to be able to play. And then when that day do come, when it's over with for us, it's like, man, did I do everything I could to be a great role model for the kids? Mm. And how did I handle adversity when it came? I just want what's best for both parties.
So I thought it was interesting he said he wants what's best for both parties. Mm-hmm. In that case, do you think he is talking about AJ and the Eagles, or is he talking about AJ and Jalen?
AJ and the Eagles.
You think so?
Yes.
And what was also interesting is that he didn't shoot anything down. I mean, you give credit to Brandon. Brandon oftentimes is honest. Maybe I would guess if I'm the Eagles, I'm thinking maybe you're being a little too honest there and a little forthright. Him saying that he is hoping they're able to come to, you know, a middle ground or whatever that means. He has a good point. You never know how long your career is going to be unless you're Brandon and it goes on for 20 years. But I thought it was just interesting that he outright acknowledged that there was some sort of an issue, and because he's really the first one to do so within the building.
Well, we know it's an issue with AJ.
Aside from him, I mean. Like there hasn't been another player that's gone or a coach that has said, you know, I hope we can work it out. It's always been AJ's fine, you know, we're all working toward the same goal. Brandon specifically saying, I hope we can work things out. It's just a different tone than I think we've heard from anybody with the Eagles so far.
Yeah, I guess so. And listen, Brandon has a certain standing within the organization. He can feel freely to speak. It's like Jason Kelce speaking when he was here. Like certain guys speak their mind, and they can do it without stepping on toe. I don't honestly think he said anything that is a revelation. We all know AJ isn't happy. Like, to me, that's not – I think the idea that people still think that AJ is happy is just ridiculous. Like, there's clearly been enough conversation around this. Now, how happy or unhappy he is, only he knows that. But I think what Brandon was trying to say or is insinuating is that, man, you hope everything can get sort of worked out. Because I heard a little bit of prior to that and them speaking there, and it was brought up about possibly trading him before the trade deadline. And
AJ.
So the idea of AJ being traded, rumors out there. And Brandon was talking about salary cap numbers and dead cap hits and all that type of stuff, too, as to that has to be thought about or taken into consideration when making those moves. But he ultimately said, well, I trust Howie will do what's best for the organization. Yeah. And then I think that's where the whole, I hope they can find a happy medium there somewhere where he can be happy and that sort of thing. I think it's more, that was more about AJ and the organization. And it's really more about whether or not AJ is happy being here.
Well, that's the thing I was thinking about is like, what even is the middle grade? Normally when you're, and I understand what Brandon was saying. I understand how he was framing it. Mm-hmm. But really, there's no middle ground, really. It's really AJ wants to do it or he doesn't want to do it. I don't think from the Eagles' perspective that they should be changing anything, right? I mean, that they should run the offense the way they think it should be run. They should throw the ball when to whom they should think they should throw it to, when they should think they should throw it. I don't know what they've already tried this.
They've already made a conscious effort to get him.
Well,
that's
what I'm saying. And but it hasn't done anything. So to me, it's less about a middle ground. It's less about changing anything for AJ, and it's more about AJ. This is exactly I think what you're saying. AJ, do you want to be here or do you not want to be here?
Right.
It's less about can we make this better for you, because I don't know at this point what will he got. He's got
well, here's
the ball.
The middle ground. Well, that's what I'm saying. So to me, here's the middle ground. The middle ground is, do you understand this offense can sometimes be a run-first offense? The ball is going to get spread around. You're not going to be the focal point.
Right. You're not going to get 13
targets.
Yeah,
so the middle ground is you being happy with that and not complaining about it. You can't have this every year where you come out making remarks about the offense, you not getting the ball, and that sort of thing. Because it costs this stuff we feed off of from a media standpoint, an outsider standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3 years straight, 23, 24, and 25.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story, it's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Of the same thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like we've been doing this for three straight years. So at some point, either you're going to get past it and be like, okay, this is just the offense that I'm in and this is what it is, or you're not.
Would you make that trade for Myles Garrett if the consequence was they trade A.J. Brown for 2 second round picks somewhere?
In the offseason?
Right now.
No.
You get Myles Garrett.
I'm not doing anything to trade A.J. Brown during the season.
Okay.
Nothing.
Even if it means getting Myles Garrett.
Even if it means getting Myles Garrett. Because I don't think you win. To me, you need A.J. Brown here to go win a Super Bowl.
More than you need Myles Garrett?
No, you need both. But okay. but I don't think you can trade one for the other. Well, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if Myles Garrett does enough defensively.
Yes.
That's going to change what you need to have happen offensively.
Yeah, yes. The question wasn't about trading A.J. to the Browns.
If you can
make a separate play trade to replenish draft picks. Okay.
Yeah, if you won't trade A.J. in the offseason, I'm all for it. There is almost no way I'm agreeing to trade A.J. Brown during the season. Okay. I just don't see the benefit in doing it.
215-592-9494. Nick Kostos joins us in a moment to get your bets for the weekend. Eric in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Eric?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Eric?
What's up, E?
I would definitely trade two first-rounders and a player for Myles Garrett, but not A.J. Brown.
Forget about the A.J. Brown thing. You would trade two first-rounders and a player. You wouldn't trade three first-rounders?
No.
Okay.
No, not three.
So would you trade two first-rounders and Jahad Campbell?
Not Jahad Campbell, no.
Okay.
No.
All right.
You have to be a veteran player.
Okay. Well, then how about two first-round picks and Sam Howell? I mean, who's the player? Well, no, who's the player? Obviously, like, what is the level of player?
Like a Nolan Smith, even a Jalen Hunt,
right?
But, you know, I mean,
right.
They want okay. another, you know, player, yeah. But not AJ. See, listen, do you remember when the Miami Heat got Alonzo Mourning?
I mean, that was a long time ago, but yes.
Right, in 88.
Yeah, 88.
Yeah,
they had to give up Glenn Rice to get him.
Yep.
Miami would have won a championship if they would have kept Glenn Rice, too. You can't give up a great player for another great player and expect to have the same depth.
I don't know if that timeline matches up.
Yeah. And what about
Glenn Rice and Alonzo play together in Charlotte?
No. They had to give up Glenn Rice for Alonzo Mourning. I was there. I was living in Miami.
Hmm.
I know.
When do you think the Glenn Rice-Sarah Palin thing happened, though?
You're funny.
All right, Eric. All right, thank you for the call, buddy. That was a real thing. Do you remember that? The Glenn Rice-Sarah Palin thing?
I'm pretty sure. They dated each other?
Maybe it was in college.
I thought she was married.
No, I think it was in college.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, Google it. There was definitely a Glenn Rice-Sarah Palin thing. All right. Is Kostos with us, Luke?
I got to Google whether
believe
or
not.
So. All right, well. Good
voice, bro.
Yeah.
You rang.
Yeah. Is where are we? Is it a yes or a no or a maybe? Yes. Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check out the latest lines on the BetMGM app. You can catch You Better You Bet weekdays and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11-1, leading you off to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Kostos, what's up, brother?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
What up, Nick?
We're pretty good, man. Now, we will get to the NFL picks in a segment, but you seem so eager to talk about the Knicks and the Sixers every single week. And here we are. Are you ready to fire Mike Brown yet, or are you worried?
No, I'm good on Mike. Not worried yet. Let's see how the next couple games go against the Bulls. But look, like, I I've been really positive about the Sixers, right? I haven't been talking a lot of smack about the Sixers. I came on and said, if everybody stays healthy, I think they're a legitimate Eastern Conference contender. It's okay. Gone awesome. It's gone awesome this season and could continue to go awesome if Nick Nurse can Frankenstein this together when like Jared McCain comes back and George is healthy and Embiid's playing more minutes. But look, there's no questioning. Edgecombe's a stud. Maxey's taken like the next step forward. I think they're really good. I also think the Knicks are really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a little bit, right, for them to get acclimated to this new system. The Milwaukee loss the other night was pretty frustrating. I will be able to put that in my rearview mirror if the Knicks can take care of business against the 4-0 Chicago Bulls tonight, and then they play the Bulls again later. I think maybe tomorrow in a couple days, like again this weekend.
To me, Karl-Anthony Towns just seems like to have a little too much loser vibe for the team that you've constructed there. I think he brings down the vibe of the team. That is my opinion. I think Karl-Anthony Towns is a very talented player, but he feels like a loser to me.
Well, if you've given an opinion, can I counter that with a fact?
Sure.
Has Karl-Anthony Towns ever played in a conference final?
Yes.
Has Joel Embiid ever played in a conference
final? See, this is what you cretins in New York do. I will answer.
What is the answer to the question?
The answer to the question is yes. No, shut up. The answer to the question is yes. Karl-Anthony Towns has, and I can promise you, if Joel Embiid was drugged to the conference finals by Anthony Edwards, we would have a different situation. There's a lot of players who have played in a conference finals that aren't the primary reason they were in the conference finals. Now I'm going to ask you a question, because the question I was asking you is not about the Sixers. It's not about Joel Embiid. The question is, do you believe that Karl-Anthony Towns is a loser, not compared to Joel Embiid? This is not a Knicks Sixers thing. It's just asking you about your team.
I don't think so. Okay. I thought he was the best. We can all be honest, right?
Yes.
I think legitimately,
yeah,
Towns was the best Knicks player in the Pacers series in the Eastern Conference final last year. Do you think that's do you agree with me? Do you think that's crazy to say?
I think that's crazy to say.
In the Eastern Conference
final. I think that's crazy
to say. He was the best player in that series for them. Maybe not at the very end in the final game, but he's the reason they were even able to extend the series the way that they did.
Real sad stuff.
I thought he was awesome in that series.
This is like when Lakers fans sold their soul for LeBron. You selling your soul for Karl-Anthony Towns is sad stuff.
Difference between the two of us is that I can be honest about things.
Wait a minute. I'm plenty honest.
You cope.
I don't cope. No, I'm honest. You cope.
Does Joel Embiid give loser vibes off?
Yes. There. Yes. I've said it 100 times. Big loser vibes. That's why that's why having Maxey is great. But Joel Embiid is way better than Karl-Anthony Towns.
Embiid at his best is definitely better than Karl-Anthony
Towns.
Yes. But look.
Yeah.
Towns was awesome in that series against Indiana.
Okay.
He was really good.
All right. Okay.
No?
No. He was not the best player in the series.
Who was better?
Jalen Brunson.
I thought the Pacers embarrassed Brunson in that series, and okay. I love Brunson.
Okay, all right. No Eagles game this weekend.
Sad.
But you are not motivated by whether the Eagles are playing. You are motivated by gambling. So, what are your couple of best games this weekend to look at?
I am sad that the Eagles aren't playing this weekend because
you love
betting.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
I do, man.
Yeah,
they're awesome. Like they are.
Yeah.
Best bet this weekend, Kansas City on the road at Buffalo. I think the Bills defense is bad. I don't think they can fix it. I think Kansas City is going to slice and dice them. And Mahomes is just better than Josh Allen. And that's it. And people get really mad when you say that. Oh, my God. But what about Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen? Like, sorry, guys. Like, Mahomes is better than both of them. And if it's close at the end, and I'm not convinced it will be, which doesn't mean I think this is going to be like 35-7. But if it's close at the end, I'll take my chances with Mahomes. That is my one favorite bet spike of the weekend. Is the Chiefs laying the points in Buffalo against the Bills.
What, I'm sorry, what's the line? I don't know if you said it. I didn't hear.
Two. Chiefs minus two.
Wow. It's kind of shocking they're favorites on the road that way. I mean, that is a, I don't know if you do the line is telling me something thing there, but I'm a little surprised they're 2-point favorites on the road.
It is telling you something.
Yeah.
It is telling you something. What it's telling you is that the Chiefs are rated as the best team in the league right now.
Yeah.
That they're favored on the road in Buffalo. So I think it's two things, right? I think there's a market downgrade for Buffalo, which doesn't mean that like Buffalo is bad, but I don't think the Bills are what people thought they were coming into the year. Like, the defense is not good.
Yeah.
And now you have Kansas City being so aggressively upgraded where, you know, take Monday night, for instance, right? Just like a quick betting thought. Kansas City is 12.5 in that game against the Commanders. From Sunday into Monday up until kickoff, the Commanders get bet hard. It closes 10. So Washington takes a ton of money. Kansas City wins 28-7. Like, the betting market is not yet caught up, I believe, to how good the Chiefs are. This is a close approximation of how good I think they are. I still don't think we're far enough to where we need to be yet. And then there's the stylistic matchup where I don't think the Bills have the horses on defense to stop the Kansas City offense.
Any other games this weekend? It's a much better slate than last week, I can tell you that.
Well, we stick in the NFC East for a second. I think the Commanders are done. I think Seattle's way better. I like Seattle laying the 3. That's the Sunday night game, Seattle at Washington. I like the Colts on the road at the Steelers laying 3. The thing that I like the most in that game is Indianapolis' team total over. The Steelers' defense is like Buffalo's defense. Like, it's bad and they can't fix it. And Indy's offense, and I don't think when we're done with the season we will say this, but it's accurate to say it at this juncture in time, it's historically great through 8 games, and Pittsburgh's defense is bad. Indy's going to score. I like the over in the game. Colts team total over. Make me pick the winner. I'll take Indianapolis. And in the Broncos-Texans game, there's split opinions on the game with a lot of people that I talk to.
Yeah.
Some people think the loss of Patrick Surtain for Denver, the reigning defensive player of the year, could sink the Broncos in the short term until he comes back. I look at Houston's offensive line, one of the 2 worst lines in the league, along with the Las Vegas Raiders, up against this Broncos defensive front. I think Denver wins the game. WTF, wrong team favored. Broncos money line on the road in Houston on Sunday.
Just to ask you a betting question, we only have a couple of minutes here, but I would like to, because I hear the way that you talk about betting these games, and a lot of times you're talking about actual football things instead of trends. How much do you look at trends, you know, like, you know, this situational stuff when you're betting, and how much are you looking at the actual football of it?
Well, I think it depends on, like, what trend we're talking about, right? Because sometimes you'll get, you know, like, the Eagles play the Bills at home once every 8 years.
Right. I'm talking about the more legitimate ones, you know, like, division rivals at home getting points, or something that has a bigger sample size than what you're talking about.
So what I would say is, the way that I like to think about things, you know, I think it's easy. And then when you win, it just creates a confirmation bias where you're right because of this.
Right.
Where division home underdogs covered, and you bet a division home dog and they covered, like, ergo, you will do only this moving forward. And I kind of think each game is like its own individual puzzle piece that needs to be figured out. Like, you know, I've used this example before. The Chip Kelly 49ers and the Hugh Jackson Browns. And this will kind of dovetail in, Spike, with the question that you asked.
Okay.
Two of the and the Adam Gase Jets, 3 of the worst NFL teams in this century, right? Every single week, sharp bettors, and this is not meant to insult them, would see quote unquote value on these teams and bet them every single week. And every week they would get their brains beaten in and lose. So it's the idea that, well, like, sharp bettors like this, or this covers all the time. I would encourage people to not think of things in those terms. Look at the actual game that's being played. What's the point spread of the game? What's the injury report? What's the weather? And try and figure out the answer to the question yourself instead of leaning on blindly on trends. Because for every trend that 57% it hits, 43% it doesn't.
Right.
And you're rolling the dice, basically.
Yep. Well, I mean, one trend that I wouldn't, it would be a future, but there hasn't been consecutive NFC East champions in like 20 years. And I would never bet on a team to win the NFC East.
You're a really
because...
smart guy, though, right? Like, you're a really smart, I mean that sincerely. Like, I'm not, you're a smart guy.
Yes.
Like, when you hear that, do you think that there's any rhyme or reason to that?
No. I'm saying that's a stupid one. I'm saying I would not bet the NFC East. I would not bet the Eagles to win the NFC East because they won it last year. I don't think that there's any validity. All right, Kostos, thanks as always. Hope your Knicks get it together. Kat is the loser. Yeah. I appreciate you as always.
I think you're smart, but your basketball opinions are really, really dumb.
Okay. Yeah. All right, that's fair.
Wish happy Halloween. Wish happy everybody the very best. Who do the Eagles have next week?
Like Packers Monday night.
Green Bay.
Yes.
Eagles are
and then Detroit, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Eagles are 3-point dogs on the road at Green Bay.
Yeah, Eagles plus. Yeah, we don't even. I'll, yeah.
I'm Eagles plus 3. All right.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
All right, Kostos. Thanks as always, buddy.
Yep.
Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
All right, Nick.
Nick Kostos, host of Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary, the BetMGM network you can hear on the free Odyssey app. A very, very, very special edition of Elliott Shore Parks coming up next with us. As he joins us every Friday at 3. But as I said, this will be a little more special than normal. 215-592-9494. Do the deal Friday. Let's try to get the Eagles to trade 3 first-round picks for Myles Garrett. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Congratulations! Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen, you got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.